Hello, I'm Matt Cain, Editor-in-Chief of Attitude, back once again to tease and tantalise you with the identity of our next Attitude Hero. Before I let you in on the secret, I want to remind you that Attitude Heroes is sponsored by the Great Britain Campaign, which welcomes the world to visit, do business, invest and study in the UK. You can check out their website at great.gov.uk. And our co-sponsors are Jaguar. If you'd like more information on their products, then you can visit the website jaguar.co.uk or look out for them in the latest issue of Attitude magazine. Okay, here we go. I think it's fair to say that my next guest knows his way around a woman's body more than your average gay man, and he's spent a large part of his career encouraging many of them to bear all. He trained as an actor, but it was when Channel 4 asked him to present their new show, How to Look Good Naked, that he burst into our living rooms and into our hearts. These days, as well as being an author, a fashion consultant, and even a DJ, he keeps on helping women find their inner confidence as the resident style expert on ITV's This Morning. He is the uber chic Gok Wan. And when I went to chat to him at his home in central London, he was on great form. Here he is telling me about coming out to his parents with a little help from an unsuspecting boyfriend.
I was really bad because we'd only been seeing each other for about 3 months. And I said to him, right, we're going back to see my parents. And he had no idea at all. I hadn't seen my parents since I'd come out. And so we bundled him into the back of my Beetle. We drove back to Leicester and I timed it for 11:30 because I knew at night my parents would be having their dinner because they would have finished the restaurant because they worked in a restaurant.
Ah.
And so then we walked into the apartment and I just introduced this guy to all of my family.
As your boyfriend, what
no,
did you
just
say?
No, just said, hi, everyone, this is whoever. And so the entire room stopped. It was horrific. It was awful. My dad kind of just looked up from his rice bowl and then looked back down again. Mum then pulled chairs for us. We sat down and we ate in silence. In my house, we never eat in silence. It's a mental Chinese tradition that you're screaming and shouting and laughing and telling stories. It's deathly quiet around this table. And the guy that I was with had no idea at all what was going on. He just thought it was completely normal. I knew, obviously, it was the most horrific situation ever. And so then my dad got up halfway through his meal and walked into the lounge. And I looked at my mum. My mum just kind of shrugged her shoulders. I looked at my sister and she just shook her head because my dad would never leave a table. It's Chinese tradition. The father stays at the table until the end of the meal whilst we all clear up around him. It's just a big tradition. But he'd left this meal for the first time in my life halfway through his meal. And I was kind of sitting there sweating, almost in tears. The poor guy had no idea. He was still trying to use chopsticks. It was horrific. And I then walked through the flat, which was above the restaurant, and walked into the lounge. And my father had taken all the cushions off the sofas and he'd made a bed for the two of us in the lounge and lit a fire. So that was his way of saying it's okay.
Gok's story is fascinating and he's funny, sharp and very self-aware. Do make sure you listen as you'll be in for a treat. And please tell your friends about Attitude Heroes so they too can look forward to an hour in the company of a fabulous gay man in just 2 weeks' time. That's Gok Wan on the next episode of Attitude Heroes. See you then.